From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan flew into Istanbul early today, denouncing an attempted coup by a rogue group of military officers as an act of treason. He speaks here through an interpreter.
In our army forces, a minority group cannot accept our unity. They have 40 years of history. They are not only in army forces, police forces, but in different government institutions as well. This is a riot. This is a betrayal of our country, and they are going to pay for this.
The situation was fluid through the night with reports of explosions on the ground and in the air, as we hear now from reporter Akin Kalasir in Istanbul.
Some fighter jets are trying to down or downing Sikorsky helicopters. This is also confirmed by government sources. And one of these helicopters fired on public on Bosphorus Bridge, and this is in Istanbul. And in Ankara, the parliament building is under attack by some helicopters.
And some 100 members of parliament have been holed up in the building there in Ankara in opposition to the coup attempt. They are streaming live their opposition using social media sites. Earlier, President Erdogan said those behind the attempted coup are associated with the U.S.-based Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen. He is a former ally of Erdogan who has accused the president of corruption as part of an apparent power struggle. World leaders are calling for calm, and among them, U.S. President Barack Obama, who is urging support for the government, which he said has been elected in democratic elections. This is VOA News. 84 people are dead in the French city of Nice after a truck plowed through a crowd of spectators late on Thursday, just after the Bastille Independence Day fireworks. Another 52 listed in critical condition. Among the dead are a number of children, including an 11-year-old American who was killed along with his father on the Nice promenade. The truck driver was a 31-year-old man who was held both Tunisian and French citizenship. He was killed by police at the scene. Guns and explosives were found in the back of the truck. French President François Hollande immediately extended for 3 months the national state of emergency that's been in place since the Paris attacks that killed 130 people last December. And here in Washington, President Obama reacted to the Nice attack, saying the scourge of international terrorism affects all people of all faiths.
In recent weeks, we've seen heinous attacks inspired or directed by ISIL here in the United States, in Turkey, in Iraq, in Bangladesh, in Saudi Arabia. And these terrorists are targeting and killing innocent people of all backgrounds and all faiths, including Muslims.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and Pope Francis, among others, are condemning Thursday's attack in Nice. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov say they have reached agreement on a series of steps to bring about an end to Syria's civil war. Speaking after talks in Moscow on Friday, Secretary Kerry said that both sides stressed that closer cooperation between the U.S. and Russia are critical to ending a conflict that has killed as many as 500,000 people, contributed to a global migration crisis, and spawned the international expansion of the Islamic State.
It is possible to help restore the cessation of hostilities, significantly reduce the violence, and help create the space for a genuine and credible political transition.
Secretary Kerry said that the steps would not be laid out in public and are not based on trust, but do outline what he called sequential responsibilities. Foreign Minister Lavrov said both sides share understanding that we need each other and are needed by the international community. The United Nations top diplomat in Iraq, Jan Kubis, is warning the expected military operation to liberate the city of Mosul from the Islamic State fighters could become the world's biggest humanitarian crisis. Iraq is already classified as a level 3 emergency, that is the highest crisis category. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.